Look, I wish I wasn't staring during the break at official U.S. government documents, cancer viruses, and the vaccines. I mean, those aren't just words. That's your mama, your daddy, your son, your daughter dying young, and a bunch of murdering scum that killed them. And I put out videos on this last night, and I see people going, well, there are too many people. What are you going to do? Well, then you kill yourself then. Do not sit there and jack kids' shots up with stuff that kills them and then lecture me about how there's too many of us. Oh, but you're one of the ones that knows there's too many of us, so you've got to stay around to do the killing. All I got to say is you people are going to be defeated. And going back to Lindsey Williams, it's a side issue, but they're like, how many? We're going to have 20 billion? The Earth's population is going to plane off at 8.5 billion. Every actuary shows that. And then a real collapse starts, because when you don't have as many young people as there are old people, you then can't take care of everybody. But you don't know about that, do you? You haven't actually studied population trends. You just shoot your mouths off. And I'm sorry, I'm reading their comments during the break. Lindsey, you heard the lady's question. What would you do to get prepared? I'd say try to get good friends and neighbors and family who are living in the real world who can mutually help each other. That's most important. Have food, have water, have firearms. Be willing to use them to protect yourself. Having guns is nothing if you don't know how to use them. If you can, have some gold and silver, storable food, and water filtration. I mean, I've got a well. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy will survive. I think it comes down to that, Lindsey.
We need to do all of those things you just mentioned, Alex. We need to do everything that you've heard me say in the past we need to do. You should have already done them. Everything on my new DVD series, which just came out, 2012, the beginning of the end, you've got to do it. Now, let's come down to what I was given in the last few days. Mr. Bernanke said, I will, as the last, the final straw, I will devaluate the currency. Now, how much did he say he would devalue it? 30? He said he would devalue it 40%. It's there. The elite, they will tell you in their buzzwords what they're going to do. Then they will do it. And then when you turn around and fuss after it's all over with, and Alex, I'm glad you're getting excited today. I feel the same way. And whenever the elite do this, and then you come back and fuss at them, and they say, well, what are you talking about? I told you.
By the way, that's what a vampire does in lore. Reading this, because I've seen bits of this over the years, different, but reading this while you've been talking some, it is pretty wild. He sells inflation as a good thing in the first paragraph. I'm glad your elitist source, known to myself, brought this up to you. One final little call at the end here. And we'll have to go to others tomorrow. I'm sorry. Abraham in Idaho, quick question for Lindsey Williams. You'll be our tail gunner.
Hey, Alex Lindsey. I'm a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, and I just want to say God bless you guys, that my wife and I pray for you guys often.
Thank you.
I really don't want to take too much time, but I do have, like, four really quick questions.
Oh, go ahead.
Kind of tying with each other. Okay. Has your elite friend told you specifically, Lindsey, if there's going to be an attack against Syria prior to Iran, and did he give you a timeline of events leading up to an attack on Iran?
Yes, he did. And if you would like that in a three-hour DVD presentation, I produced it 9 months ago. It's entitled The Middle East, The Rest of the Story. He told me every nation that would be attacked. He told me what order they'd be attacked in. He did say that Syria would come prior to Iran. He did say that Iran would be the last place to be.
And by the way, you're on record before any of this started saying this, Lindsey. Let's get one more of those questions quickly.
Okay, I actually want to do two more just about Russia and China.
Yeah, bro, we only got 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. Then in reference to the devil's messiah, did he say anything about how they plan to destroy the morals of America specifically?
Oh, positively. In fact, in my latest DVD presentation, 3 hours of it, 2012, the beginning of the end, I describe it in about a 30-minute detail and even show you DVDs as to how they're going to do it.
Look, Lindsey, I got the producer here right now and this caller. We obviously need to get you back on sometime this week for another hour or the first of the year. The show's over. I'll be back tonight, 7, back tomorrow, 11 a.m., Lord willing. But, Lindsey, let's set you up right now for another hour so we can answer more.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Wednesday, 28th day of December 2011, the waning twilight, the dusk as night falls on 2011. Iran promises to close down oil route if sanctions imposed. We have a detailed report and breakdown by Kurt Nemo at Infowars.com. And then, of course, we also have Haaretz out of England, out of Israel, and we also have a report out of the BBC reporting the same thing. Israel, U.S. discuss triggers for military strike on Iran. Newsweek's The Daily Beast is also reporting that countries are discussing red lines in Iran's nuclear program that, if crossed, would justify a preemptive strike on its nuclear facilities. What about the red lines of our so-called government stealing tens of trillions of dollars? What about the red lines of our so-called government setting up FEMA camps and openly saying they'll use the military against the American people to put us in FEMA camps and secretly arrest us? What about all those red lines being crossed? Here's another one, another report dealing basically with the same subject out of Haaretz or Haaretz. Israel could easily attack Iran. Israel, the United States, and others are saying last week the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said that, oh, we can easily attack Iran. I just don't think Iran understands that. Oh, I think Iran understands that well and is preparing to block the Strait of Hormuz that will conservatively double oil prices in this nation. Continuing, Iran, again, could easily block vital oil route, Admiral warns, Iran's Navy commander says blocking oil flow to the Strait of Hormuz would be as easy for us as drinking a glass of water. So again, Iran's Navy commander says blocking oil flow to the Strait of Hormuz would be as easy for us as drinking a glass of water. Iran could easily block oil flow through the Strait of Hormuz, a vital transit route for Persian Gulf oil, if Western governments impose further sanctions on the Islamic State, Iran's Navy commander said Wednesday. Blocking the Strait of Hormuz would be as easy for us as drinking a glass of water, but for the time being, there is no need to do so, their head admiral told Iran's press TV. The European Union has threatened to expand its sanctions on Iran after the UN Atomic Watchdog published a report in November expressing serious concern over the country's controversial nuclear program. Well, why can Israel have 400 nukes then? EU foreign ministers plan to discuss a possible Iranian oil embargo at their next meeting on January 30th. The admiral's comments follow a televised statement by Iran's vice president, who on Tuesday warned that Iran would not allow one drop of oil to cross the Strait of Hormuz should Western governments impose further sanctions. Now, again, the West is saying, that is the bankers that run Europe and the U.S. and England and Israel, are saying that they will stop ships, they will shut down pipelines, they will not allow oil into Iran, and Iran imports around 50% of its refined gasoline. They have plenty of crude oil. They don't have the refineries. They don't have the infrastructure. And, of course, the globalists want to bomb the sovereign country and destroy its infrastructure, then have internal al-Qaeda groups attack, claim their freedom fighters, and then have Western-backed invasion of the nation, at least on their Western flank, and break it off in some new Wahhabi/Kurdistan situation. Just like the West is now getting ready to try to break Iraq in three pieces, which is always the plan. So this is how the globalists destroy national sovereignty and basically turn different sectors into their own little minion-dedoms. I'm now inventing words, but that's what little fiefdoms, little sub-states. And again, I'm not saying Iran is some cornucopia of goodness. I'm not saying their leadership isn't corrupt. Most governments are run by very wicked people. It's that our government, along with the British and others, have overthrown Iran not once, not twice, but three times in the last 70 years. And the West has always believed they own Iran, and they do not want any sovereign countries. They don't want the U.S. being sovereign either. And so they are basically prodding and pushing and manipulating Iran into some type of response so that Israel and the United States can blast the country into the Stone Age. And then it'll be off to the races, and Israel will be attacked from all sides. And then Benjamin Netanyahu, with election coming up, can look like the Churchill fighting the evil Hitler. And that's his advisors that have said that to the Washington Times and others. And so the war planners and the social engineers know that even if most people are against war, once a big one is kicked off, people tend to get politically in line and do what they're told. And so what if we're in a depression? So what if they're taking your pension funds? So what? You know what? If you riot, you get shot. And so the West wants this new regional war that many experts agree could lead to World War III as a political cover for what they're doing. Europe wants it. That'll unify the euro under the banker takeover. Israel wants it. That'll get their people who are rioting and standing in food lines as well in line. The United States leadership and control arm wants it. So that they can attack a country they don't like, which will actually stir up the whole world against us, so they can then stage false flag terror attacks, or there may even be real ones, domestically, and use that to further crack down and roll out the triple funding for TSA checkpoints on the highways that the LA Times announced a few days ago. The TSA, not just for airports anymore, shopping malls, highways, they're coming to your underwear soon. Their hands are going in the pants soon. A total journey into tyranny with the borders wide open. And all the training manuals are for Christians, conservatives, libertarians, Ron Paul type supporters. People that understand what's going on. Now, if you actually read the UN report, as Ron Paul has said, it says they fear they could use this down the road to get material to build a nuclear weapon. And this is just a replay of Bush and Colin Powell with the anthrax vials saying, here are the photos of the trucks, here is the anthrax. Now, they knew those trucks were British-sold mobile 18-wheeler trailers that pump up hydrogen balloons for directing artillery that the British and the U.S. sold to them. U.S. and British systems were sold to them for the seven and a half Iran-Iraq war that was fully funded by the West to have the Muslims kill each other again and get them all into debt again. And the establishment didn't like it that Saddam was actually paying back his debts. And he said, can I invade Kuwait? They're stealing my oil. And the West said, go ahead. April Gillespie said, we don't get involved in inter-Arab affairs. And the same thing they told him whenever he attacked Iran. And he said, okay, I'll attack. They said, go ahead. That's how they manipulate these people. Just like Manuel Noriega. He'd been in prison for decades, on record, shipping drugs out of Panama into the U.S. for the CIA. And then he got a little uppity and started buying palaces in Switzerland bigger than the globalist. And they just said, oh, my gosh, Manuel Noriega. This is all in the film, The Panama Deception. He has kidnapped American college students in Panama. And then when the special forces got there after blowing up and engaging in mass murder in Panama City with C-130s flying around with cannons and Gatling guns, just randomly blowing everything up and shooting everybody up, it shows the college students come out and they go, no one ever held us here, but we appreciate the Army being here just for our safety. None of it was true. None of it was real. It was all just completely made up. And everybody's like, good, kill him, attack Panama. Or you're not a fan of that drug dealer, Manuel Noriega, are you? This is how stupid the system thinks we are. This is how dumb the system thinks you are. And most Americans think Iran is Arab. They don't even know it's a different group entirely, Persians. And I hear them on radio saying, kill them Arabs, nuke Iran. I mean, kill them Arabs in Pakistan. That's Central Asia, folks. That's the Himalayas. I mean, it is just, they're brown, kill them. And it is the height of ignorance. And while this is happening, while this nation prepares to try to kick off World War III, the very megabanks that are doing this are dissecting our republic in front of our eyes. They're destroying the country right there in front of our eyes, overthrowing every form of liberty, every freedom, every check and balance to protect us. That's all being thrown away, put in the trash, put in a meat grinder, put in a wood chipper. We are all at the mercy of these people. We have a video clip up at Infowars.com. The activist post ferreted out, and it's World War III countdown. CFR declares time to attack Iran. The highly influential Council on Foreign Relations, CFR, declared this month in their online publication, Foreign Affairs, that it's now time to attack Iran. Subtitled, Why a Strike is the Least Bad Option of the Lesser of Evils. And there's a video clip there and a link to where they also say it in print. So the CFR, which is the American ruling class, the real government, the sellouts, and then they have some kind of camp followers. It's now up to almost 5,000 members. But the inner committee is actually the real government of this country. They write hundreds of reports in the last 90 years, since 1922, when they were set up at Pratt House in New York. And almost all of them, to the letter, have been implemented. Homeland Security, all of it. These commissions, the super committees, and then it'll be CFR members who were on those committees. The North American Union plan, all of it. And they openly call for world government, an end of the family, the end of the Second Amendment, the end of private property for the average person. I mean, it is a treacherous, treacherous group, and was set up publicly with the Rockefellers by British intelligence to take over this country. And I'm sick of it. It's not the British people. It's the corrupt British.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
A video that I'm going to get posted at Infowars.com in the next 10 minutes. It's not up there, but it will be. It's called Alex Covers the Full Spectrum Biological Eugenics Program Against Humanity. And I guess that's what the folks writing the headline for that gleaned from it. But really, I cover a tiny bit of the spectrum. which is about 30, 40 articles, where it's admitted that the UN and the world government and Planned Parenthood want to break up the family and put chemicals in the water where you physically cannot be a man or a woman, and basically give you cancer, reduce your life, and murder your hind end. But they run around giggling and snickering and talking and lisping NPR voices going, hi, we're liberal, because they're psych warfare chiefs. They're hardcore genocidal maniacs who are so savage and precision-oriented that they have lisping, sneaky, lovey voices while they butcher the daylights out of everybody hardcore. And I can't even hardly do this radio show anymore. I sit here and I watch it. I mean, I'm completely freaked out. And I said I was going to get to this coming up in the next segment. We've got to get people out of their trance. We have got to shake people out of it. And to a certain extent, that is happening. You know what it is? People have given up. People have decided to myopically just fly their airplane right in the side of a cliff or drive the car off the side of the cliff. And people just get focused on their little task in life and the little routine, and they just want to live down here in this controlled environment and let a bunch of chicken neck, pot-bellied, control freak, anti-human scum run everything and jack our food and water and air with all sorts of poisons, and then sit up there giggling about it like it's funny and entertaining. And I, for one, have just had it. You know, it even contributes to the false reality to debate Newt Gingrich and they try to explain to people that he's New World Order trash. You see the media endorsing him, that's all you need to have to know. Or to talk about Mitt Romney rising in the polls in Iowa. If you can even believe that, Ron Paul's still in first place. I mean, Mitt Romney, a empty ghoul in a fancy suit reading talking points at people, who supports abortion, open borders, amnesty cities, carbon taxes, world government, wrote Obamacare, and you see the sniveling, cowardly, dumbed-down, simple-minded Republicans running around with limp wrist talking about how great he is because they want to say that they're voting for and endorsing the winner. They want the delusion. They want the vapor. They want the mirage instead of the real thing. They want fantasy land. And most people I talk to are living in fantasy land. Well, I'm not living in fantasy land, okay? I live in the real world every stinking day. And I have to sit here and watch these control freak globalists getting away with all the stuff they're carrying out. Murdering people all over the world, forced abortions, jacking the food and water, almost impossible to avoid what they're doing to me, and it makes me angry. I bet most of you, if you walked up in a restaurant, most of you new listeners and think this is funny, and you saw somebody sticking something in your water, and you found out it was a packet of poison or something, even you'd get angry. You'd yell and scream. You'd probably call for the police to come help you. Or you might be mad enough to actually punch him in the nose and tackle him and put them in a headlock. But I sit here, and I tell you straight-faced, and I give you all the documents. You can just type in Rick Perry covered up radiation in Texas water. That all came out because we talked about it. It's in every stinking water supply, because we have a lot of listeners in Texas, so it came out here. People say, oh, if that was true, we'd know. The whistleblowers went to the feds and were told to shut up. It's been going on for 20 years. Perry's just the latest person to cover it up. They put radioactive isotopes in your water. It's not funny when your kid gets sick, you go to the doctor, you find out they got cancer, and then nobody tells you why, because the doctor goes home and watches TV too, or goes and plays golf, or has sex with his mistress, and doesn't care. Well, you know what? I do care. And you know what? I'm the same person, okay? I'm angry about them putting uranium in my water. Okay? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar powered generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
People need to get angry. People need to look around them and witness how screwed up this society has gotten, and how people from cradle to grave are taught to chase after things that don't matter, that are like fishing lures. We're not just mindless little fish that run up and grab a purple worm or a topwater minnow bait because it looks like it's real. We should be able to be smart enough to analyze it and see the manipulation. An example is these reports all over the country of brawls and riots and riot police and smoke and panicking people stampeding each other and hundreds of teenagers running amok at a food court brawl just crazily, wanting their Air Jordans and hearing that some rapper might have been at the mall, so they descend into absolute insanity, thinking that they're going to be fulfilled by chasing after garbage. It is a false plastic culture that has been forced into these people. And the individuals that are growing up like this and acting like this, there's major studies out where the language has already been reduced massively. Most of these teenagers, you try to talk to them, can't even talk. Or if they do, it's gibberish, verbal versions of text messages. We are being scientifically reduced, scientifically dumbed down. In fact, if you guys will give me a document cam shot right here, I will, and if you're a new listener, we're not just on the radio here, we're also simulcasting with video at prisonplanet.tv. I went over some of this last night, and I want to go over this right now again today, but in a little bit more abbreviated fashion. And then we have a special report with all the documentation coming out Thursday or Friday that Aaron Dykes and I are working on, a video slash text report that we are putting together. You see this article from a week ago, CBS News, CBS Nightly News, and there were literally hundreds of these going off the same script, the same talking points. It says Ron Paul disavows racist newsletters under his name. Okay, and of course you read in here, it's supplement letters. It's little promo letters by the company he had hired to promote his newsletters to different newsletter lists. That would, you know, make comments about, yeah, the people quit rioting when their welfare checks, arrive and stuff like that. So they try to make it, you know, this whole issue. The racism isn't blowing up brown people all over the world. No. It's just digging up some 25-year-old newsletter and making a giant to-do about it and then asking him over and over again to answer the question. Even when he's in an interview and answers it three times, they say, answer it. You won't answer it. And then he answers it again. And then they cut back to CNN and they say, well, he wouldn't answer it. But that's not why I'm getting into this right now. In this article, they say, and it's the same in hundreds of these, that Paul's willingness to appear on the radio program of conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. And remember, conspiracy theorist means someone not buying what confirmed liars who've been caught lying thousands of times and caught putting poison in the water and giving black men syphilis and little kids in Honduras syphilis, and last year giving kids all over the world in polio vaccines, live polio, and killing them. Not trusting those people. A government caught shipping drugs in thousands of times. A government caught shipping guns into Mexico. Caught blowing up Oklahoma City. Conspiracy theorist means a sane person. Oh, look, 72% of cities fluoridate their water. And if you look at what's in the so-called fluoride, in almost every case it's got radioactive isotopes from the limestone where they mine this. Oh, gee, that's bad news. See, I know that the American Medical Association was forced to admit that fluoride fractures your teeth and causes dental fluorosis, and the American Dental Association was forced to admit it 6 years ago as well. I knew back when I got made fun of that bisphenol A was massively increasing different forms of cancers in sexual tissue, ovaries, testicles, breast, things like that, prostates. Because I had the hundreds and hundreds of mainline university studies then, because I interview the top scientists here every day, like Dr. Busby, that's coming up in the next hour. You see? So I'm aware of all of this information. I know what's going on. I've got my head screwed on straight. But hey, what do they care to their readers? Oh, Alex Jones, the conspiracy theorist. I watched the Reactor 3 MOX plutonium reactor blow sky high, ejecting fuel rods. I went and blew up the plans of it online, blew it up, researched it, got top scientists on. I said, Dr. Busby and others, that looks like fuel rods going sky high. And they said they were storing hundreds of thousands of them, over 200,000 of the 600 plus thousand that were stored there on top of that MOX 3. And he said, yes, those are fuel rods being blown sky high. And then I talked to other experts and had them on. Former head of the Star Wars program had him study the video for us. Then we had top radiologists on and radiation experts who studied the isotope readings coming out of there and said, this means fission is taking place, meltdown, the containment cores have been breached. And then months later it came out, five of the six containments breached, some of them melted out and had complete meltdown. and further explosions, but it's just off the news. And I'm the conspiracy theorist when the Environmental Protection Agency raises the level of radiation, in some cases thousands of times what it previously was, depending on the isotope. I say, you know, they said this lower level was not safe. Now they're saying a higher level safe. That's just waving a magic wand, because I have a tiny thimble of critical thinking. I am a conspiracy theorist. The Pentagon says they want to put troops on the streets. Here's the Army Times. Here's Stars and Stripes. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. No, it's the government says they're going to be patrolling America with the military. Shut up, crazy man. But, I mean, it's in the Stars and Stripes. Now they've passed the NDAA to have the military arrest you and you disappear forever. And I can play five senators that authored the bill saying that's what it does. And it says it in clear English. And they've got articles out in the news today saying I'm a conspiracy theorist because I know how to read. This is their response, because they know the public more and more is like the snot-nosed teenagers who can't even talk, text messaging each other, running around, who feel totally empty. But if they could just see a celebrity, their life would be made. It'd be like if they could just find a unicorn. It doesn't do anything to meet a celebrity. It doesn't do anything. They're just like other people. Now, there are painters and artists and musicians and people I'd love to meet, but not because they're a celebrity, because they're an interesting person. And they have celebrity because of their talent. But more and more of these celebrities, it's not even that. They're purely manufactured crud to sell an agenda. And you've got people rioting to buy overpriced shoes that are ugly. And people are teaching their kids, I love you because I got you this. I got you a Kinect Microsoft that spies on you. So you can live in a fantasy land with your friends and be a space captain who beats aliens all day, while a real world and a real war is going on against each and every one of us, and the future destiny of this species is being decided, and we have a nation of a bunch of addled, arrested development men and women. And I'll tell you why, because they're jacking the food and water with chemicals and biologicals and radiologicals, and they are jacking our psyche with propaganda and mind-numbing trash, and the brainwaves are lower in the Western world now. The average person is in a dream state, and I am here to break you out of it. If you're giggling hearing this right now, it's because you've been pre-programmed, pal. Now listen to this article. Listen to CBS News. The reporter tied the newsletters to Paul's willingness to appear on the radio program of conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Forget everything I say. Forget me saying it's wrong to torture people's children in front of them. Army's own report. Army report on Abu Ghraib. Just type that in. Read it if you've got the will. How they raped the kids with the battery acid. Oh, yeah. Hellraiser type Jeffrey Dahmer doesn't even approach it. And murdering children and murdering people's wives. And that's what we signed on to. And you're worried about Iran. You better be worried about the globalists who see us as animals, as lower than rat droppings. It goes on. Paul's willingness to appear on the radio program of conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, who reportedly accused the government of encouraging homosexuality with chemicals so that people don't have children. He noted that Paul seemed open to Jones' suggestion that the military NORTHCOM combatant command is taking over the nation. Gee, that's what a command is a war zone. They say they're going to operate. They're going to arrest citizens. They're now running military checkpoints everywhere with TSA. And this, remember, the CBS is saying I'm crazy, while the NDAA and all of this is one of the hottest topics in the news. All of this is happening now. And I'm more of a kook because world government's being announced by the very banks we said that would run it through the derivatives. Exactly as we said. Not hard. It's all trilateral CFR plans. I'm more of a kook because they now admit the BPA is sterilizing people and making men feminine and women hyper-feminine and giving them cancer. I'm more of a kook because they're now putting the TSA and the troops on the streets. I'm more of a kook because I'm right and I'm accurate and I'm real and I've studied history and I know what I'm talking about. And what's even more frustrating is when you find out this propaganda is for people who are in a trance. You read it and you're like, but all of this is admitted. How am I a conspiracy theorist? How do they sit up there with this moral judgment? And if they say it isn't real, it isn't. How do they do that? They do it with childlike, gullible people who they have nothing but disdain and hatred for, who watch, this is a transcript of CBS Nightly News, who sit there and watch it and think, oh, and feel good about themselves. I'm not a theorist like Alex Jones. I trust my government. Honey, get me a big brimming cup of that tap water. Stick me a BPA-lined TV dinner in the microwave and heat it up so I get a mega dose of it. And give me some powdered eggs that are 200 parts per million fluoride in it. Total brain damaging rat poison. Give me some of that, baby, because I'm not going to listen to that bad man. The good news is more and more people aren't listening to this inner, kind of waking up from the trance, at least partially. So that's why they're coming out with the SOPA bill, which, by the way, inventors of the Internet, Google, Yahoo, all of them admit, yes, it's the end of the Internet and the selective shutdown, Chinese-style censorship. It's selective Internet kill switch. And Cass Sunseed, the Lighthouse, says they will shut down people that don't believe man-made global warming's real. I mean, see, here's the thing. We now live in the paradox where it's all happening, but the system has such disdain, they say it's not happening. Like they're a magician and they've hypnotized people. I mean, it'd be so easy just to wake up, see what they're doing, the little man behind the curtain. Now, the reason I get into that is this one line has been a talking point for about 3 years, and I figured it out. They're really scared of this. Because their big enchilada is the hormonal manipulation. They've got electrical going on as well. Dr. Baggage breaks that down. But this hormonal agenda is everywhere in their literature, and it's everywhere in the products, in the printer ink, in the tin can linings, in the Coke can linings, in the Pepsi can linings, in the juice box linings. It's everywhere. And that's why men are feminized. That's why breast cancer is off the charts, one of the big drivers. The U.S. is number one in the world and growing. And there's never a discussion about why is it increasing? What's causing breast cancer to go off the charts? What's causing lung cancer to go off the charts, even though smoking in the last 30 years has reduced? What's causing obesity to go up, even though people are actually eating less than they did 50 years ago? Do you know that? What is causing all of this? And it's because it's the additives, folks, and it's not just to make it taste good. It's there to addict you. This is a chemical warfare attack. It's a brave new world. But they don't have you like THX1138 line up for your government dose drugs every day. They do that with the kids now. That's the major plan. It's in everything. And so here is CBS News and hundreds of other publications last week and this week. Let me have a document cam shot, please. Going over this and saying, Alex says the government's putting stuff in the water to make people gay. And, of course, they don't get into the facts here of my original reports that they boil down to something, you know, that sounds silly. Here is a memorandum. This is on record. This is Library of Congress. To the World Population Council, the global Planned Parenthood, from the head of Planned Parenthood, 1969, and published to the full group in 1970. And they say, to reduce population, encourage increased homosexuality. You see that right there? Like, zoom in even more for them, please. Increased homosexuality. You see that? You see, this isn't some moral judgment about what somebody does sexually. This is the point that men have lower sperm counts. This is science. Men have higher estrogen. Men's genitalia size in the last few decades has gotten smaller. All these studies are out there. Men's cancer is increasing just from bisphenol A alone. And guess what? That's only one of many. Fertility control agents in water supply. That's the next point. What does the White House science czar call for in two books he's written, Ecoscience and others? Putting stuff in the water to sterilize you. Look at the sperm count dropping. And then you say, yeah, but look at the so-called minority population exploding. They say they're going after those folks. Some people are racist and think that's a good idea. When you get deeper into eugenics, they're actually targeting groups that are seen as more intelligent. They want to wipe out their competition. Just like a grizzly bear will eat male cubs, or a lion will eat male cubs. Sometimes male whales will go and hold a baby male under till they die. That's what's really going on. That's who they're really targeting in their own manuals. And I have the manuals right here. Children that show high intelligence that are males and aggressive and won't be followers, brain damage them. And that's what they do. And it is the ultimate sick society. We're going to read more of these documents straight ahead. Stay with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
So, here's the deal. Ron Paul's great, and I support him. It's, you know, interesting to talk about how horrible Newt Gingrich is and Mitt Romney. But they're all just window dressing. Ron Paul isn't window dressing. That's why they're coming after him. But Ron Paul himself is just a doorway into reality. The rabbit hole goes a lot deeper I mean, Ron Paul's been criticized for, in one of those newsletters, talking about, you know, could governments have been involved? And he reportedly wrote, you know, one of his Jewish friends told him he thought Israel was behind it. Well, I mean, it was in the New York Times and CBS. The FBI ran the whole thing. We know the names. We have the recordings of it. It's public. But again, that's a conspiracy theory to have New York Times, CBS News. It's on record. It's in my film, Road to Tyranny. And so I'm here, and I've got, look at all these documents. For folks that are watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv, if you're listening on the radio, the next few days, we're going to do a whole report. We've already shot the report. It's being put together right now. It'll be on YouTube and everywhere else for everybody to see it. For those that can't see, I've got about 50 documents or so here. Government documents. I've got UN, UNESCO documents here about destroying the family. This is taught in the entire Western world. When your government is signed on to UNESCO, we'll show people right here. When you're signed on to the UN and you're signed on to UNESCO, this is in teacher training. And it says UNESCO initially attempted to impose its international curriculum to prepare students for world government in 1949 using a 10-part series, teachers titled, Towards World Understanding, which stated one of its chief aims of education today should be prepare boys and girls to take active part in the creation of a world society. It also stated, I'm quoting, as long as the child breathes the poison air of nationalism, they say the same thing about the family, education and world-mindedness can produce only precarious results. As we have pointed out, it is frequently the family that infects the child with extreme nationalism. The school should therefore use the means described earlier to combat family attitudes that favor jingoism. Now, this is the corporate global government wants to get rid of your government because it's a firewall to them, in case they can't fully take it over like they've done the U.S. government. And it goes through it all. But here is Planned Parenthood in a report for the Population Council that advises the U.N., and you notice this was implemented in China, compulsory abortion of out-of-wedlock pregnancies, compulsory sterilization of all who have had two children, payments to encourage abortion. In Travis County, where I live, they make, well, now I moved out of Travis County, actually. Point is, you pay taxes to pay for abortions. Discouragement of private home ownership. They've got other lines in here. Eliminate welfare payments for first two children. And it goes on to here to say, encourage women to work. Read this right here. Encourage women to work. Gloria Steinem, Miss Magazine, on record, CIA, not to empower women, but to make the state their pimp. So they're working full time, so the state gets the kids. So the house is a mess. Everything falls apart. So the kids get on drugs. So the state can be the mommy and daddy and brainwash the kids and turn them against them. Here it is. Just what we saw in Soviet Russia, in Cuba, in communist China. And it's our government, and it's the UN pushing it. Because the corporations can't have families. They want a bunch of mindless, programmable idiots.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.